It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, and by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And now, here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me? Deed, Archie the man you're speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. I'm just going over the mail here. We got a registered letter from the Department of Sanitation. Yeah. It's about our garbage. They claim it's giving their pigs ulcers. Yeah, what a nerve they got, implying that their pigs is better than our customers. Well, I know they are, but I don't like to hear it from strangers. Also, we're in touch with the health inspector. Well, yesterday he put a rat trap in the kitchen, and when he comes back today, the rat has eaten the trap. And it's sitting there with a hungry look in his eye waiting for the inspector. Well, it hasn't all been good news today, though, Duffy. The sad news is that Peaches Latour, the striptease, gave me back my engagement ring. Well, it'll save a lot of embarrassment, of course. Now she won't have the finance company hollering, "Take it off." Yes, sir, and this is learning me a lesson, Duffy. From now on, I ain't taking the slightest interest in no more dames. No, sir, I'm true with women forever. You heard me, forever. Miss Duffy.
Yeah, Archie.
Hand me that copy of Esquire.
To forget women.
Miss Duffy, for your information, Esquire has articles, too.
Then how come you're reading it with a pair of scissors?
Happens to be my way of trying to forget.
Tell me, what happened between you and Peaches?
Yeah, the same old story. She's just like the rest of them. All she thinks about is a family and a home and kids. Nothing but a gold digger.
Well, if you ask me, you're just as well off.
What do you mean?
Marrying a woman who struts around the stage wearing nothing but an off-the-shoulder fan.
It happens that I admire Miss Latour for her artistry, like I admire a fine musician.
Never seen you looking that way at Toscanini.
Well, that's all in a pit. From now on, I'm through with the female species of the sex forever. As far as dames is concerned, I'm the world's biggest hermit.
Hey, Archie, look at that pretty girl just coming in the door.
Mother, buy me that.
I thought you said you were the world's biggest hermit.
I'm also the world's biggest liar. Well, what can I do for you, Mrs.
It's Miss.
I'm in. What can I do for you, honey?
Please, I don't allow strangers to call me honey.
Then let me introduce myself. The name is Archie.
My name is Marianne.
Hiya, honey. Well, what you doing here?
I'm looking for a man named Paul Papapopoulos.
What was your name?
Paul Papapopoulos.
Come again.
Don't you hear well?
Certainly, but I like to watch you pucker while you're saying. Tell me, what does this Papapopoulos look like?
Well, he's very handsome. Tall, nice wavy hair, broad shoulders, and lovely brown eyes.
Honey, change that to blue eyes, and I'm your Papa Poopla.
Please, we're wasting time.
We're wasting time? Okay, in that case, leave us get married. Well, what do you say?
My answer is definitely in the negative.
Darling.
All right, give up.
Oh, Archie, huh? You're right on the telephone.
Okay, excuse me, Marianne. I'll be back in a nonce.
Oh, waiter. Waiter! Don't they have a waiter around here?
How do you do? Hey, what can I do for you, honey?
I'm hungry. What's fresh in the kitchen?
What's fresh in the kitchen? The cookie just pinched me.
I think I'm wasting time here. I'd better get back to work.
Pray tell me, where are you working?
The draft board.
The draft board?
Yes. By the way, what's your name?
My name? Yanya Panyaslavnik, age 103.
I just kept you waiting, Marianne.
Say, boss, what was that telephone call?
Oh, that was the community chest. They wanted to know how much we needed this year. Now, leave us get back to romance, honey.
Romance? But the difference in our ages.
How old are you?
20. How old are you?
I'm a little older than that. I'm going on 24.
24?
Yes, I'm prematurely young. Yep, honey, I'm single, 24, happy, but not for long.
Hey, boss.
Huh?
I have news for you.
What?
This girl is working at...
So what? Suppose she does work. I ain't too proud to marry a working girl.
But what I'm trying to tell you is...
Yeah, I should get back in the kitchen, will you? When I want any information, I'll get in touch with you.
Just send me a card from Camp Dix.
What's this guy talking about?
So you're 24.
Yes, yeah.
Do you mind if I jot your name down my notebook?
Only 20 and a kid keeps a notebook. And look at all the guys' names in that book. Marianne, it's lucky I ain't the jealous type. Of course, I got to admit I got a little book too, but it's different from yours.
You're telling her.
In my notebook, I only got two columns.
Yes, column left, column right.
Yeah, Marianne, and see, in one column, I write down the dames I go out with that like the neck, you know.
And the other column?
That one is blank. You get it?
Yes, I get it. And with jokes like that, it's hard to believe you're only 24.
But I am.
Besides, you look so much older. Those wrinkles.
Oh, damn. Well, you see, I was born on a farm, and I got squeezed when I was an infant. I had to share my incubator with two fat hens. Besides, youth is only skin deep, you know.
You mean beauty.
Honey, you flatter me.
Well, Archie, I have to be getting back to the office.
Well, okay, if you have to go, but I hope I'll be hearing from you very soon.
On that, you can count.
And you stop butting in, will you? Now get back to the kitchen. Well, Marianne, as me frat brothers would say, it's been ginger peachy meeting you. Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye. 23 Skidoo.
Don't be smart, Miss Duffy.
You, 24.
What's so funny? It's been your favorite age for years.
Well, how come you picked 24?
Well, I don't know. 20 seemed a little too young, and 40 seemed a little too old, so I split the difference.
Well, that would make 30.
Miss Duffy, when a guy's in love, do you think he's got time for Albridge? Now, thank you to stop throwing clinkers into the furnace of me passion. You just don't know what it is. One little Dan Cupid sneaks up on you with his bow and arrow, and he softly whispers,
Hello, Arch.
Friend Dan Stupid, not Cupid. Oh, Benny, you should have seen when he was just making love to me. The prettiest little... Hey, what's that dirt doing all over your face?
I've been watching some guy dig a grave.
Oh. Well, this classy little 20-year-old stuck in here. Wait a minute. If they were digging a grave, how come there's dirt on your face?
I just got out in time.
Anyway, her name turns out to be Marianne, and before you know it, a grave. Who was they burying?
Me Uncle Louie.
Your Uncle Louie? I didn't even know he was dead.
He ain't.
Well, then what did they bury him for?
A skull got him.
In case of a skunk, you don't bury the guy, you bury the clothes.
Oh, you forget. Uncle Louie's a nudist.
Tell me, ain't there nobody in your family that's normal?
Well, you've met me father.
Yeah?
I think that answers the question.
It certainly does. How is the old gent these days?
Well, I'm a little worried about the governor, Arch. All day long, he sits around the house and broods.
Yeah, sits around the house. What happened to his job at the airplane factory?
Oh, it's still there. It's just that Dad hasn't got it anymore.
Oh, he was fired, huh?
No. It seems that Dad and the foreman at the airplane factory couldn't see eye to eye on a production problem.
So what happened?
Oh, Dad quit. And they're still putting the wings on B-29.
The story of Billy Mitchell all over again. Now, leave me be, Finny, and I want to be alone with me thoughts of Marianne.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Archie, act your age.
Okay, so I ain't 24, but by the same token, I ain't pushing 40, neither.
Maybe not, but you're sure leaning on it.
Well, I can see certain people just don't understand young love. Now, turn on that jukebox, and if anybody wants me, I'll be in the back room.
Doing what?
Practicing the Charleston.
Here's a word from RCA Victor. For you people who are buying television now, that word is combination. Yes, an RCA Victor combination, which brings you AM and FM radio, recorded music in all three speeds, and famous RCA Victor million-proof television. Now, you can have all these in one beautiful cabinet for one beautiful price. Ask your RCA Victor dealer to introduce you to the kingly RCA Victor combination, the Rutland. With its doors closed, the Rutland looks like a furniture masterpiece straight out of the 18th century. With its doors open, it's like an electronic masterpiece straight out of the 21st century. So superb are its RCA Victor features, AM and FM radio, two automatic record changers to play all record speeds, and exciting RCA Victor million-proof television, proved in well over a million American homes. Yet, all these great instruments combined actually cost you much less than comparable console instruments would cost separately. Yes, with an RCA Victor Rutland, wonders never cease, but go on pouring out show after show, record after record. Not just for one person, but for the whole family.
While Archie's in the back room practicing the Charleston, let's listen to Cesar Concepcion, his orchestra, and the story of Old San Juan.
Que sigan con suerte para que así viva, que yo me quedo aquí con mi tren en San Juan, que vuelen para allí, que vuelen para allá, que yo me quedo aquí con mi tren en San Juan. Me quedo con la plena, cojan todos los demás.
Me quedo con la plena, cojan todos los demás.
Mujeres como aquí, más dulces no las hay, y yo me quedo aquí con mi plena en San Juan. Con casa tropical, aquí esto no lo hay, por como estoy aquí con mi plena en San Juan. Me quedo con la plena, cojan todos los demás.
Me quedo con la plena, cojan todos los demás.
La plena, cojan todos los demás.
Me quedo con la plena, cojan todos los
demás. Me quedo con la plena, cojan todos los demás.
Me quedo con la plena.
Pero coja todo lo demás, coja todo lo demás.
Waiter!
Oh, sorry, Miss Marianne. I am very busy. I am having a little trouble with the free lunch.
What's the trouble with the free lunch?
It is attacking the customers.
Oh, and where's Archie?
Archie? You mean Junior? He's in the back room trying on a couple of Cassidy suits.
You know, I'm a little concerned about Archie.
Yes?
I've just been back to the draft board, and I couldn't find his name on our list of 24-year-olds.
Not at the draft board, eh?
No.
Try checking Social Security.
Well, Marianne. Yes, I told you she'd come back. The dame really goes for me.
Yes, and if you don't watch your P's and Q's, she is going to get you.
Archie, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, Marianne, I got nothing to hide.
Now, you say you're 24 years old.
Yeah.
I see. And where were you born?
Right here in the good old USA,
which at that time was known as the 13 Colonies.
Yes.
Age, birthplace. Tell me, are you married?
Are you kidding? Free as the breeze and do as I please. Asha, will you stop butting in here?
Let's check this. 24, U.S. citizen, unmarried. Archie, I think you're just the man I'm looking for.
Yes, I'm in.
You are not kidding.
Go ahead, Marianne. Ask me some more questions. I don't blame you for trying to find out if we're mutually compatible.
Well, how's your health?
Sound as a nut.
And how do you feel about hiking?
Hiking? Oh, I love it. Nothing I'd rather do than get up at the crack of dawn and go out for one of them real long walks, you know? I got terrific lung power.
Oh, yes. Very long-winded.
Thank you, Yasha.
Well, you do look fit. Now, what are your shoulder measurements? 27?
Make it 52.
And what about vision? 20-20?
40-40. Yep, Marianne, I'm a perfect specimen of youthhood. And someday in the future, when the two of us is all alone...
Alone? Archie, remember, there'll be others.
All right, that's sweet. Already she's talking about the little one. About these others, how many was you figuring on?
Oh, about 1,000 a month.
Look, Marianne, don't take them shoulder measurements of mine too serious. Got any more questions?
No. I have all the information I need. Goodbye, Archie.
Wait a minute. Can I expect to hear from you real soon?
Oh, yes. Real soon.
Say, Archie, this letter just came for you.
Yeah, let's see it. Hmm. It says greetings. What a funny way to start a letter.
It'll get funnier as you go along.
You have been selected by a committee of your neighbors. Holy cow, a draft notice. The stuff in the army must have got the wrong man.
If they got you, they have.
But where did they get me named?
How about Marianne?
What? My little dove, a stool pigeon? That innocent little cherub with them long curls and cute little dimples?
Yes, but take away those curls and dimples, and what have you got left?
What?
General Hershey himself. Archie, I have been trying to tell you Mary Ann works at the draft board.
The draft board? That traitress in civilian clothes. That Matzah Harry. That's such a beautiful courtship.
That was no courtship. That was your pre-induction examination.
They can't do this to me. What does the army want with an old duffer like me?
But you just said you were 24.
I know, but a letter like this ages a guy. I ain't going to take this laying down. I'm going to get a character witness to swear that I'm a liar. Wait a minute. I think they'll call me old family baby doctor. Yeah, he's probably got me birth record in his files. Hello? Is this Dr. Watson? The obstetrician?
Yeah, huh?
Well, this is Archie, former baby. Well, you remember me, Doctor? No hair, one tooth, and a blue ribbon? You don't, huh? Well, it was quite a while ago, huh? Don't you remember holding up a tiny infant and slapping life into it? Huh? One face is the same as another. Okay, forget about it. Why?
Say, Arch, I was just thinking about you being born.
What about it?
Maybe you wasn't.
What do you mean, maybe I was never born?
Maybe you was adopted.
Then again, even if I was adopted, I'd still have to have a father and mother to be born.
Well, you're more familiar with the technicalities than I am.
This is no time for idiotics.
Oh, stop worrying. Maybe somebody's just playing a joke on you. Right, Yasha?
Could be. But this is the first time I ever heard of the Army having a joke file.
Well, to get me with me pins down, so there's only one honorable thing to do.
What's that?
Tear up the draft notice.
That's showing them, Arch. Let's see the Army get around that one.
Here's something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that's incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven, active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today, these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means, try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist's.
Oh, Archie.
Yes, Miss Duffy.
Another draft notice came for you.
Tear it up.
Archie, another draft notice.
Burn it.
Archie, here's another draft notice.
Throw it out the window.
I can't.
Why?
There's a recruiting sergeant on the other end.
That's right. I'm from the draft board. I'm looking for a man named Archie.
He's over there.
Where?
Under that table.
Oh, hey, you. Why didn't you report to the draft board?
What's that, son? Now, if you speak up a little, I'm holding them deep in the ears.
Didn't you get a notice to join the Army?
Why, join up again? Son, I served me country back in 62.
The Civil War?
Yes, sirree, by cracky. Seems like only yesterday I was in there fighting for the blue and the gray.
The blue and the gray, they were fighting each other.
No wonder I was getting shot at from both sides.
So you served in the Civil War, huh?
Yes, sir. Ever heard of Hippopotamus? I was there with General Sherman. Never forget the day Sherman said them immortal words. War is...
Yeah, war is...
Just then some darn fool shot off a cannon. Never did hear that last word. Every son done a heap of fighting with Dave. Never forget that famous ride. Me and Paul Revere. Yelping from door to door, hollering, Toms, Toms, the red caps is a-coming.
You rode with Paul Revere?
Care to see me saddle burn, sir? Well, you can't dress me, you poor war's too late. Besides, I ain't even single.
You married?
Yep, dead blast of luck I am. I tell you, son, before you be going, I'd like you to meet the kinfolk. Oh, more.
What is it, Pa?
Oh, we got company. Soldier boy, this is more.
Likewise, I'm sure.
This is your wife?
Yep, never was much of a picker.
How do you do, ma'am?
Say, soldier boy.
Yes?
You know, you're cute enough to be in the Navy.
Oh, remember your age. Say, yours. Well, 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 if it ain't me little son. I get it. Hello, Pop.
Howdy, son.
Well?
Well, what?
Ain't you gonna kiss me? Rather go in the Army.
And this is your son?
Yes, as you think, soldier boy, I was a childless marriage.
Say, son, how old is your father?
75.
And how about you? You look like you might be at draft age. How old are you?
Going on 86.
Your father's 75 and you're 86. How is this possible?
Well, who are we to question Mother Nature?
Hey, Sergeant. I'm too old a fuddy-duddy to go in the Army.
Well, Sergeant, I see you found him.
Marianne, what is this?
Archie, I knew you were lying about your age, and I wanted to teach you a lesson.
Oh. Well, a blimey lesson. Now, leave me line you one, honey. How about a date tonight?
Sorry, Archie. I'm going out with the sergeant here.
Well, how about tomorrow night?
I'm going out with a corporal.
How about the next night?
A private.
Honey, where's your patriotism?
Patriotism?
Ain't you got no time at all for a Civil War veteran?
Listen again next week, friends, to Duffy Sabbath, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, and by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Listen tomorrow evening for The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. The Saturday night feature of the All-Star Festival.